Belinda and Harper Collins present this unabridged recording of The Book of Witching, written by C.J. Cook and read by Paula Masterton. To you, dear listener. Historical note. In 1594, a woman was accused of assisting a man to kill his brother. The man was acquitted. The woman was executed at Galloha in Kirkwall, Orkney. Her name was Alison Balfour. She was the first of over 70 women to be executed in Orkney on charges of witchcraft. The more women, the more witches. Henry Holland, A Treatise Against Witchcraft, 1590. 21st of August, 1594. To His Royal Highness and Majesty, King James VI, most glorious and sacred of all God's creatures, I beseech thee, cousin, to consider this letter when I know you remain displeased with the persistent matter of my debts. Verily, these will be resolved swiftly. But a matter has arisen here upon the Isles of Orkney that forces my hand, and which I trust may find you in a temper of compassion. This past fortnight I have been gravely ill, struck with an ague such as I have never endured. It is the will of God that I remain upon the earth. Having been treated by physicians from Edinburgh, and having consulted with my household, I have learned that my brother, John Stuart, our own Master of Orkney, has waxed strong in his urge to usurp the earldom that I have so rightly claimed to use for his own gain. My inquiries have proven that his urge has taken shape in the form of witchcraft. I thought of you, dear cousin, once I learned that witching was behind my distemper. I am, and ever will be thankful, even indebted to God, that you did not lose your own life upon the North Sea, and that you wrought justice upon those who sought to take it from you. I write, therefore, to inform you that a similar method must be pursued to correct this course, with those who would see me murdered sorely punished. I trust, cousin, that you understand that the impious and unholy abomination of witchcraft cannot be tolerated on the Isles of Orkney, even as you have thrust it from the shores of Scotland. God bless you in all safety. Your ever devoted and most true servant always, Patrick Stewart, Earl of Orkney. Part 1. Finhallow. Chapter 1. Finhallow, Isle of Gun, Orkney, May 2024. It's almost sunrise. A magenta streak across the horizon, a smooth, glittering sea. The ranger's dog is barking, a wild, staccato squeal that splits the calm. She shouts at him now to be quiet, her voice growing louder, her pace quickening as she moves towards him. He's a Springer Spaniel, 2 years old, easily roused. But he's never barked like this before, as though he's afraid. Finhallow's sand is soft, silken white, a seam that joins the Isle of Gun to the North Sea. The silhouette of the dog noses and whines at a dark shape by the caves that run along the outcrop. It must be a dolphin, she thinks. Perhaps a pilot whale. Except there's no fin, no shape of a tail. She sees the shape of two legs and gasps. The curious odour that she caught earlier registers. Something has been burning. The wind was in the wrong direction before, but now she catches notes of flame and meat. The dog paws the ground near the body. She sees the hands are bound together at the end of bent, blackened arms. Her pulse racing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?